calls it another witch hunt. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump outraged by a Justice Department announcement.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's appointed a special counsel to oversee two investigations into former President Trump.
Appointing a special counsel at this time is the right thing to do. The extraordinary circumstances presented here demand it.
Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith will look into Trump's involvement in the attack on the Capitol, as well as the documents seized at his Mar-a-Lago estate.
Fox's Jill Nadeau at an America First Policy Institute dinner in Florida. Mr. Trump blasted the announcement.
These people are corrupt, and yet they go after innocent people under the guise of legitimacy. And you'd really say enough is enough.
The former president called the probe a horrendous abuse of power. Vice President Kamala Harris has met with China's President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference in Bangkok. The White House says she stressed the need to maintain open lines of communication to responsibly manage the competition between the U.S. and China. A federal judge has ordered the Alabama Corrections Department to preserve all evidence from Thursday's aborted execution attempt of convicted killer Kenneth Smith, called off because technicians could not start a second IV line. The state blames a lengthy court-imposed delay, shortening the time they had to complete the execution protocol. Alabama had similar problems with another attempted execution in September. New information released Friday about the murders of four University of Idaho students.
The Latah County coroner, Kathy Mabbitt, said each of the victims was stabbed multiple times using a long knife, the fatal wounds to the chest. The bodies were found in bed, suggesting the victims were attacked while sleeping.
Fox's Dan Springer reports police say the other two roommates at home at the time were likely unaware of the attacks until they discovered the bodies. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
President Biden making his first public appearance Friday since returning from his overseas diplomatic trip.
At the White House, the focus is on the economy.
And our approach, I believe, is working.
President Biden is selling the current U.S. economy and offering big promises ahead.
And the people are starting to see the impact of these legislative achievements in their own lives. We're just getting started.
In a meeting with CEOs and union leaders, the president touted Democrats' legislative work, capping certain health care prices, and pointed to continued hiring and moderating inflation. Republicans say they're happy to talk about the economy. Persistently higher prices, including energy and stock prices, down significantly from earlier in the year. Gas Buddy says Americans can expect the highest Thanksgiving gas prices ever next week. They'll also face double-digit percent increases in food prices compared to last Thanksgiving.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. Wall Street Friday, the Dow gained 199 points. NASDAQ up a point. The S&P 500 closed 19 points higher. Heavy snow continues to fall in Buffalo at the rate of 2 to 3 inches an hour, according to the National Weather Service, the result of cold air flowing over the still open waters of Lake Erie. And one area outside Buffalo reporting accumulations of 5.5 feet of snow. The flu season hitting hard early.
A new report says 27 states have high or very high levels of the flu, unusually high for this early in the season. Most of those states are in the South and Southwest, but other regions of the country also seeing more cases. It's all happening as children's hospitals are dealing with a surge of RSV. That's a respiratory illness causing cold-like symptoms that can be serious for infants and the elderly. This is also while COVID is still contributing to more than 3,000 hospital admissions per day, according to the CDC. They also note flu vaccinations are down from other years, especially among adults. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.